Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Hello, everyone. Once a month, our Soar to Success podcast is an interview with our featured expert who's on the cover of our Soar to Success magazine that month. Today, my guest is a dear friend and longtime client, Rochelle Forrest. She's not only an author, speaker, and coach, she's the founder of Tummies, Minds, and Spirits. Welcome to the show, Rochelle. I can't wait for our listeners to get to know you.
Woo! I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't we just jump right in and give our audience just kind of the top-line view of what you do, but then more importantly, talk about the why that you do it.
Absolutely. I'm a nurse by trade, and just because of my own life experience and my own kind of trials and tribulations, I became a holistic health coach. And what I do by that is just help other people to be in balance with their body, mind, and spirit. And through that experience, I just realized there was greater needs, and I became the founder of Tummies, Minds, and Spirits. And so it all kind of is a synergy of one.
Please share the reason why.
The reason why I do it is that I realized that I had been so traditionally raised as in a Catholic faith. I was raised in a very traditional educational system, and I realized that I didn't really fit in either model. And basically, I started feeling like I was serving from an empty cup. And what I realized were so many people in my own community and in my own surroundings that needed the information and the experience that I learned.
You know, I love that analogy about serving from an empty cup. I must need to know that because I keep hearing it.
Yeah,
this week, I've heard it several times about how you have to have yourself and take care of yourself if you want to be able to serve others. Right?
Well, and I think that part of it in our world is that we are just taught, we're taught to go, go, go. Because even when you think about being raised with praying, that's an action. And in my world, I never really realized the benefits of just being and not even pushing so much about goals. I've been so goal-oriented. And now I understand that my mission and my vision and my purpose it really is what drives my whole life. And so when I relax into it, it's almost as if the power becomes greater.
So what is the mission and vision for your life?
You know, my goal is that I had been such a beautiful little servant and the perfect second child of a family and did all the things that you're supposed to do, and my life just wasn't flowing. And so I had to stop and really understand why my body was breaking down. And through that process of that life experience, I understood the importance of not just nutrition and exercise, but also my mind and just how my mind worked. And what I've realized is that I've become a master reframer, because no matter what happens, it just is. Mm-hmm. It's what we give to it. So my job is really to share my light so that you can discover your light, because we get so diminished in the denseness and the darkness of this world, and we're so much about what about me, what about me. Well, my bigger mission is I want to shift us from me to we. It's just a little shift. But yet, in order to give from that full cup, our mind, our body, our spirits, or my foundation is tummies, minds, and spirits, all must be fed. So my mission is to share one light to your light, to a community light, to a world of light. And through that light is we will have enough. So the shift will be to a community, a world of light, and a world of sharing where there will be no poverty, whether it's, you know, poverty of mind, body, or spirit.
Wow. So tell us a little bit more about Tummies, Minds, and Spirits. What exactly does your foundation do?
Well, it all started with a bug named Shelley, and it's about reigniting and rediscovering your own light. And so through that process is I realized that tummies in a lot of the world are taken care of. And so my foundation actually goes into tribes or villages and to assess the need, because we're not in there to give our beliefs. We're there to support communities. But in order to teach a man to fish, we have to make sure that they're not hungry And where are their thoughts? And we have to go in and talk about that your past doesn't equal your future. And then what I'm seeing is as we feed those tummies and minds, the spirit of the community, the spirit of the giving back is a natural process of who we are when we're not feeling like there's scarcity. And so my job is to go in and help to reframe those minds. And it's training the trainers, so helping people to discover their own gifts and leveraging each other's gifts. And that's really what I'm doing around the world.
Wow, that is so fantastic. So have you traveled to some of these places?
Yes, I was very blessed that working in Cape Town, South Africa, that I had an opportunity that I knew that it was more than just writing checks. I really wanted to help the people help themselves. And so we're actually training the trainers in the communities and supporting them financially, emotionally, just kind of depending on what the needs are. But what I've done is I've written a book, Shelly and the Circle of Light, that also has a partner piece to it that is really kind of activities and fun for people to learn more about themselves. Because my belief is that we all are perfectly packed for this mission, but we're supposed to fit in these molds. And in reality, we each need to unpack what it is and leverage each other's skills. And so that's what my foundation is doing, is helping people to expand their own greatness.
That's amazing. So how are you spreading the word about Tummies, Minds, and Spirits?
Well, I'm very blessed because I'm part of Indie Biz TV shows. It's a platform that actually helps people to get to know me, because really I share my walk and my journey, but it's always about the giving back. And so through social media and word of mouth, it's kind of like belly to belly to belly, is that, and I got to say, I've been frustrated at times because I thought it should be going faster than it is. But in reality, I think I needed to grow myself, and that's another thing I'm teaching in my coaching practices. We can only attract and be what we are. And so I had to kind of back up and expand some areas. But with Tummies, Minds, and Spirits, it really is a global movement, and I'm part of a program called Money and You, and they're global entrepreneurs. They're all socialpreneurs, 100% of humanity for 100% of people. And so it's like engaging those different like-minded people to share the purpose of Tummies, Minds, and Spirits.
You also use speaking as a strategy to spread the word, don't you?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful vehicle because my whole mission is if I can, you can. And I really want to encourage people that the I can is actually an acronym about we're indivisible. It takes courage, action, and attitude and a network. And so I love that opportunity to talk to 10 or 10,000 because it's another way, because it's all about us all stepping into our own power. It's not so much about just TMS. It's about if each of us find that, all of our world would be a brighter place. And so I love the opportunity to speak. You know, I love one-on-one because I understand at the end of the day that that one soul or that one light could ignite another light. And so it really is the premise of one to two to many.
Yeah, and I've heard you speak before, and you are so dynamic and yet approachable and relatable.
Thank you.
I really encourage anyone who is looking for a speaker to consider having you in, because it's a fabulous experience for the audience.
Thank you.
So I want to turn our attention a little bit to business now, as a business owner of your coaching business and as the leader of your foundation. I'm sure you run into other individuals that either are, you know, part of your board, or they've been part of your board, or clients that you have that this is a question that I ask everyone, like, what does it take to soar to success? And so are there three traits that you notice that if you have a client who has these three traits, you know they'll be able to implement the strategies that you work on with them, or if you have them on your board and you know they have these three traits, you know they're going to be a great contributor to your board. So can you share your wisdom and what you think these the best three traits somebody needs to have in order to soar to success?
Yes. And mine are very clearly defined. and everyone just attracts to different groups, but the people that I serve and the people that are on my board are all this like-minded. But number one, you have to believe in yourself. And for me, the belief in myself is also of a higher power. So that's the number one thing, because if you don't believe it to be true, you can't share it with anyone. So number one is mm-hmm. it has to be part of who you are. And number two, mm-hmm. I believe in serving first. It's got to be the people that want to give and share always, because we really, in my world, and I've seen it over and over again, we reap what we sow. And number three, I really believe a huge, huge asset for anyone that I want to play with or serve with, whether it's a person that's in my coaching or people that I'm taking care of or that are on my board, is I want people that have a heart of gratitude. And it's really that gratitude that expands. And I don't allow the negativity or the I can't around me, because I believe that we can change the world. And I believe that I am the change, and one person can make a difference. And that's my whole belief is that I'm just gratitude, happy for the people that keep showing up. And what I know for sure is when I focus on what really is working and what I'm, I have gratitude. And by the way, it's not just for the gratitude of the things that work. It's the things that don't work, because I can learn faster and make quicker adjustments. And so my team, we certainly have gone down the wrong path. You know, we've gone down the wrong path before, but I still have gratitude to say, I was a nurse by trade in Indianapolis, Indiana, for goodness sakes. I am that person. So it's like, in order to learn and grow from a global perspective, I've had some falls. But when I fall down, I take a breath and I get back up again. And so I really need those people that are around me that don't say, "Ah, well, of course you failed. I mean, for goodness sakes, whatever." It's like, no, I need those people that say, "You know what? Wow, look what we learned. Let's do it a different way."
Yeah, I love that. That's a problem for a lot of people, don't you think? That they get so wrapped up in the failure that it takes them longer to get to the learning. So move as quickly.
Yeah, and another experience I've had, and it happened to me too, because it's like I didn't do video for a long time again because of my own insecurities and what I would look like or what people would say. But always remember, it's not about you. It's never about me. It's about the person that maybe need to be touched by that one word, by that one experience. So just know that when you put yourself out there, it may be insecure for me and it make me feel it's a little scary. But if I can touch one person, but you don't have to have that same pain or suffering that I had to have. And so that's one of the things, is like, you got to go for it. And I've had very intellectual people around myself, and I'm a high-spirited, smart girl. I wouldn't call it brilliance. Brilliance is not how I would describe myself. But what happens with brilliance is you get caught up in your underwear. So it's like, just know that sometimes you just have to take what you go and go. And then you'll learn pretty fast what you need.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely.
Sometimes it's the action and demonstration in life.
Mm-hmm. That's really great wisdom. And your videos are so awesome. No one would ever think that you were hesitant about doing videos. They just have to go watch.
They
have
to
go watch and see you sing.
Well, there we go. Because, you know, once I realize it's why I'm here on Earth. It's not about how I look or if people are critical, because trust me, all the people out there, somebody will judge you, and it's one person's opinion. And really, the only person that you need to be responsible for is, at the end of the day, did you show up to your best and highest good so that others will show up to their best and highest good?
Mm-hmm.
That's all we need to be concerned about at the end of the day. And the other thing is that some days I'm a rock star, and other days I'm just a rock star that's not as out there. So it's like it just all depends on the day. But it doesn't mean that I'm a horrible person that day, or I didn't do all the 10 things on my checklist, because if I did two to my best of my ability in that day, that's what I could get done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, you are a rock star for sure. So what do you love the best about your life right now?
You know what? I'm finally to a point in life that I like who I am. I'm not trying to be what everyone else wants me to be or work in everyone else's agenda. It's a very humbling place to be in my life right now because I do. I like who I am. And what I realize is that each day as I know better, I make better decisions. And I'm gentler on myself and realize that through the love of myself, I am attracting way healthier things in my life. And I'm doing the work. It's interesting because it's more methodical and more purposeful. I'm not necessarily running through life. I'm appreciating the moments of life.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So how can people reach you?
I have a wonderful website that my friend Pat developed for me. It's Rochelle Forrest, and the Forrest is F-O-R-R-E-S-T, and it's rochelleforrest.com.
Okay.
And I also have Tummies, Minds, and Spirits. It's all S's, Tummies, Minds, Spirits.com, which will show you more about the foundational work that I'm doing. And either way, you can reach me, and I'm happy to serve in any way. And if there's any groups of people that I might be able to help, that's what my life is all about. It's just I'm here to bring the world a little more light and a little more brightness and to expand so that our world can be enough.
Well, your book, Reigniting Your Inner Light, we didn't really even talk about that. So how can people learn more about your book and share a little bit about it?
Thank
you. I know you talked about Shelley, but talk about Reigniting.
Yeah. Right. On Amazon.com, there's two different – there's a short book, which if you just want a couple-hour read to just kind of refocus and reframe your mind, it's called Reignite Your Inner Light by Rochelle Forrest. And then it has a wonderful companion workbook. It's basically designed to take a year, and we have a couple options with that. You can do that as a self-study, and if you have questions, you certainly can send them to me, but it's Reignite Your Inner Light workbook, and you can get either one, an e-version, or you can just order it from Amazon.com, but I also have mastermind groups that get together and discuss the workbook, and so we kind of do it like every 2 weeks. To kind of go to the deeper dive.
Yes, and they can learn more about that at your website too, right?
That's correct. Uh-huh. And also with my speaking, there's a little bit more about the speaking engagements that are available too on RochelleForrest.com. There's a speaking tab.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect. Well, I really appreciate having you on today, Rochelle, and sharing your insights about how people can reignite their own inner light and live, you know, from a place of service.
Amen.
It was really interesting talking to you. And I love your three ideas, too, for soaring to success. Those are good ones, and I hope people take those to heart because that's kind of the foundation of everything that we do. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
And also just to remind you that once you find your light, you can fly. So that's how you soar, baby.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Perfect. Well, wishing you great soaring in the future, Rochelle.
Thank
thanks
you
again
so much
for being on the call.
My pleasure.
All
thank
right.
you. Have a wonderful
talk to
day.
You later.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit soartosuccessmagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.